We love you, Jesus. Aye. My ears have heard the goodness of the Lord. Hey, my eyes have seen the wonders of your words. My ears have heard the goodness of the Lord. My eyes have seen the wonders of your word. Hey, I won't tell it to the world. I won't reach out to the Lord until there is none to be saved. I won't tell it to the world. I won't reach out.
You are not a coward. I say you are not a coward. You are as bold as a lion. Come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Balaba shakalabaha. Ipalalabasona lahaya. Ratos. Kalabahasha. A generation of champions. Hey! A generation of champions. Ha 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 ha! Oh! Lipaso talalaya. Male! Generation of champions. Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! Libo Sata, full of power. We are full of power. We are full of grace. We are chariots of impact. Hey, Malada Gazaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come and celebrate the Lord. And shout it, I'm in charge. Take your seat bravely.
We have come in the fullness of his love, filling all things with Christ, till there's nothing else to fill.
Oh, we are born
of his life, in the power of his might.
Oh,
and there's nothing we cannot do.
We have come.
We have come. We have come in the fullness of his love.
Filling all things.
Filling all things with Christ.
So there is nothing else to fill.
Till there's nothing else to fill.
Oh,
we were born.
have come.
We have come.
In the fullness
of His love, filling all things with Christ, till there's nothing else to fill. We were born of His life, in the power of His might, and there's nothing we cannot do.
Emblems
of the
future. Hey, we are emblems of the future. We have come
in the fullness of His love, filling all things with Christ, till there's nothing else to fill.
Hey.
We were born of His life, in the power of His might.
That
we have come in the fullness of His life, filling all things with Christ, till there's nothing else to fill. We were born of His life, in the power of His might, and there's nothing we cannot do.
Lift your right hand and say, there's nothing I can't do. Come on, lift your right hand and say, lift your right hand. See, there is nothing I can do. Oh, I have sufficient ability. Nothing can intimidate me. Thank you, Jesus. Zechariah 3 verse 8. He said, hear, O Joshua. Hi. Hear, O Joshua, the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you. Hear, O Benjamin, you and your brethren who sit before you. For they are a wondrous sign. Hey! You know, you must learn to see your life in the scriptures. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
What did I say?
You must learn to see your life in the scriptures.
Yeah. So this word, though I was reading it, I knew it was a word to us. It said, hear, O Joshua, the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you, you are a wondrous sign. Now, wondrous sign means you are, you see, a wondrous sign is a sign that amazes people. The wonder of the future is seen in you. There is a certain future many have not seen. Now, generally, a lot of people think that the church has no success. The church has no future. They don't know God is preparing an army. Makatalabaya. You know, somebody go like, hey, now, these SHS guys we have there, the future there. I say, you don't know. Ha ha! Hey! They say, well, these SHS guys that have come, they are all wayward. They don't know. I said, they don't know. When they see you, they will see the way. Glory! We are not waiting for tomorrow to come before we tell the story of tomorrow. We are telling the story of tomorrow now. Are you sure you are here? We are telling the story of the future now. Kabaros. Yesterday I was in a vehicle, and then I was in a boat, and I was ministering to the boat driver. I was saying, the things I'm sharing, they are important too. Now our generation is lost, and not my generation. Yeah. He said, hey, not your generation, but maybe the generation after you. I said, mm-mm. He said, what am I saying? I said, I'm a pastor. My members, most of them are SHS. I said, you should get ready. Oh, listen, because you are here, your generation will not be wayward. Did you hear what I said? I said, because you are here, because you are born of God, your generation will not be wayward. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Your generation will not be wayward. I'm here to storm my generation. Glory to God. I'm here to storm my generation. I am not giving up. I am not stopping here. I will not be discouraged. No! My mind is focused. My mind is focused more than ever. You know, listen, let me tell you something. There are some of you, you are the key in your generation. You are the key. The adversary knows you are the key. He knows you are the key. You are the key that will bring many into light. He knows it. So all he wants to do is to stop you. He knows. When he stops you, when he distracts you, many are distracted. I've always known this, that I'm also a key in my generation. You see? If I choose to be distracted, if I permit myself to be distracted, others will be distracted. He knows. Listen, if you are seated here, you are a key. Baranda. You are a door. If you are seated here, you are a door. If you are here now, I didn't come to joke in this world. Look at Jesus. The adversary knew that Jesus is the one that makes the difference. He knows. That baby was born. Look at his birth. recently, I think I was talking about the divine when we're going to Ho, and I was told all the rooms, hotels, and co are empty. I say, he said, he's worried about me. I said, don't worry about me. Me, if I can, if I get the bench, I will sleep on it. Because even the Savior, when he brought salvation, he slept in the manger. He slept in the manger. You, we have sent you out, you are looking for 5-star hotel. We are joking. But the adversary has always attempted to stop God's program. Let me tell you how he stops God's program. He stops God's program by stopping people God have chosen. He knows. You see, the only way he can distract God's program is by distracting you. He knows the moment he makes you soccer bet champion, and the focus of your life is soccer bet, he has defeated a whole generation. My eyes have seen the goodness of the Lord. My ears have heard. Don't mind me. The wonders of my ears have heard. The goodness of the Lord. My eyes have seen the wonders of your I will tell it to the world. I will reach out to the lost until there is none to be saved. I will tell it to the world. I will reach out to the lost until there is none
to be saved.
Now, when the adversary wants to distract you, he doesn't come with don't go. That's not his strategy. He begins with thoughts. He picks your failures, your challenges, the things confronting you, the issues confronting you. They begin to question you subtly. You see your life. What are you doing with your life now? You day be day doing ministry. You are failing. You go, Charlie, I have to take, I'm failing. Take my book serious. Make me put ministry for some time. Now, you know that as I take your book serious, you still make time for conversations with your friends. You chat and you laugh. Yeah, you say I take your book serious. I'm not saying you've not taken, you've taken. But you have extra time to laugh with your friends. Don't you think that time can be ministry? So you see, the adversary uses subtle things to distract you. He can use your parents. He can use your school, your entire school. He can use anything you lay his hand on. That's why the day you decide that you are on God's side, you must know you've drawn a battle line. You've drawn a battle line between you and the kingdom of darkness. And the Bible says, their light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Now, it means that darkness will always attempt to comprehend light, but will not be able to. We know the end is victory. That's why, you know, earlier I started by saying that make sure you identify yourself in the scriptures. No matter the situation that comes around you, make sure you identify yourself in that situation in the scriptures. Because this is what it does to you. When you identify it, it helps you know the end. The end has always been victorious. When God calls a man, when God calls you, your end cannot be a failure unless you turn away from God's call. My obedience always gravitates towards what God is saying, not the situation surrounding me. I should be broken by now. Nothing stops what we are doing. You'll be threatened. But you must understand that as long as you are in this world, because of Christ, the world will oppose you. You will be hated by the world. Darkness will not escape because you are born again. Darkness will only escape because you are shining. And you see, most of the times you think that, let me tell you something. When you realize that you have a greater light of God at work in you, you shouldn't expect more darkness. The greater the light, the thicker the darkness. That's why, I know, if you're following the revelation thought, I said grace is not for cheap things. And listen, you are not the only person that will have moments where you have to reconsider your walk with God. Anyone that God has used for mighty things has come to a place to reconsider whether he's really on the, what he's doing, is it worth it? But you see, this is why we have God's word. This is why we have the Holy Spirit. This is why we have tongue speaking. This is why we have been hearing things like this, so that we'll build ourselves up. As even me, recently, you know, I went to Kumasi. I was working. I was like, me cry. Why have I left Accra and I've come? What do I want? It was 4 a.m. and I was moving, looking for a place to sleep. I wanted to surprise Kumasi brethren, and it surprised me. I didn't tell them. I just went to Kumasi. I got there. I didn't want them to know, so they've not booked a place for me. Now I was working, and I was like, me cry. Eh? I should have stayed in my Accra. This thing crazy by force. You know, even me, this thing Christ is by force. Me, God, I've said I'm crucified with Christ too. Me, God. Then the Holy Ghost started talking to me. That's what we're singing. My eyes have seen, my ears have heard the goodness of the Lord. My eyes have seen the wonders of His word. I will tell it to the world. I will reach out to the lost until there is none to be saved. And sometimes you look like, when you are encouraging yourself, it doesn't mean that you are encouraging yourself, the situation has ceased. At times, when, even after you have encouraged yourself, hey, I'm in charge here, there's no way it says, a day. But you see, this is why I keep telling you, when the doubt comes, doubt your doubt. There has to be this automatic rejection mechanism working in you. That when the adversary is bringing thoughts of defeat, that thoughts that will lure you into things that are not of God, you maintain your composure. It's a fight of faith. Do you hear what I'm telling you? I said it's what? No. Come on, say it like you mean it. It's a what? Yes. When we say fight or face up, then all you think about is demons. No! It can be the weather. Simple weather. Oh, my body, my body. I'm sorry, dear. You must carry yourself. I sure you are here. You must carry yourself. Tell you something, God, how you react in the midst of distractions proves the extent of your love towards Him. Your body is shaking. How can your body be shaking and still say, I'm going to church? I was reading a scripture to the brethren on Wednesday. We're looking at Psalm 95 or Psalm 96, one of them. It says, promotion does not come from the west, promotion does not come from the east, promotion does not come from the south. Then he says, God is the judge. You see, God is the judge, which means that when it comes to promotion in the spirit, most of the times people want to pray, hey, God, Lord, promote me, Lord. It's not your prayer that makes God promote you. It's your honor to what God has entrusted to you. How do you honor? would you honor what God has entrusted to you? Because listen, I'm taking my time talking to you because I know after all, when you settle down, the situation comes in softly. Because he knows that this time when he's coming, full nyanya, you say, hey, I bind you, and he will run. So he comes softly. You say, oh, Chema. Chema, how far? You know, sometimes the thoughts will not even come this week. Those that have been to the camp, the thoughts will not come. This week you are on fire, I'm telling you. This week, as I've entered the school, hey, I walk on water. Lake Atalaba. I'm turning everyone upside down. Beloved, take advantage of this moment because the thoughts will not come. Make sure the moment you land, you start. Do you hear what I said? Whatever grace you have received, when you land, start. Don't procrastinate. When you procrastinate, you go, the address will go, yeah. You're on point. You're on point, beloved. Keep going. Then you go, oh, you go, I'm on fire. But you know, this fire is too much for you people. Let me wait for three weeks. And some of you, you know that arrows are waiting for you. You know, arrows have been prepared for you. So as I go, like, no, now as arrows are preparing, let me dig underground. Underground. That was, yes. Yes, do underground. Let's just do some 1 week and see what is going to happen. By the time you are down 1 week, then it comes. Say, Chairman. That's how the verse goes, Chairman. Now, you have to think about your life. Oh. Your life, your future. Your investing. You know the family you come from. You don't eat before you sleep. And now you are doing Jesus shakara. Has he brought food on your table? Your tongue speaking? Has he given you any money? Then you go like, hey, come. I say, jai. Jai tongues, you know. Check your pocket. Check your wardrobe. We need Then maybe it happens that you've not heard from any of us. Go like, you see, they're not calling you. You'll be there. Your life, yeah, wow, a bloody wow, bo. Or bra, wow. You see, your mind is talking to you. It's not your mind. The adversary is using the thoughts that are seated in your heart. He's bringing those things up to fight the seed of greatness within you. I sure you are here. Like the Israelites. When Goliath came out, and then they went to camp, you know. People camp, they go like, we are getting ready. You know, how long will you be getting ready? We are getting ready. Goliath, you keep you. Let's be getting ready. Then they meet and go like, Charlie Goliath, the Nabasa soon. Have you seen? Do you see his shield? Look at your shield. Put your own somewhere. Master, so how do we do it? Say, Master, let's not think of how. Let's think of our lives. How are we going to die? No, these are real things. But you see, when David came in, oh, I'm the difference. By Lagos, I said, I'm the difference. You see, the mentality was different. He first said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? He didn't esteem the challenge. He didn't consider his life. He said, concern them, we should follow. He said, they considered not their life. Nobody has been active in God when they begin to consider their living, their worldly life. Nobody, not one. Anyone God uses to do something extraordinary is one who does not consider his life. Have you seen someone who, Yambra saw Charlie Mini's shoe, is considering his life? And you think we come to someone who looks at your shoe? How were the church in Macedonia? How did they become so extraordinary givers to the Lord's cause? He said they gave themselves first to the Lord. Speaking tongues. Hallelujah. understand that when you become born again, you are called onto an exceptional leadership. When you become born again, you are called, you have a calling of exceptional leadership. And it comes with a responsibility. It is the responsibility to shine out God's light. God is not an irresponsible father. His sons are responsible sons. God does not give you grace for your comfort. God's grace is given to us for use. You are an exceptional leader. As I said earlier, generations depend on you. You are a key to your world. You are that man who can open your world up to divine illumination. He said, those that dwell in darkness have seen a greater light. How would they see when you are not shining forth? Jesus said in Matthew 5, he said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Oh, Kabaya. You are the preservation of your generation. You are the preservation of your school. You are the preservation of that spirituality in your environment. You are the light. And you see, God is depending on you for his light to shine in dark places. He's depending on you. Don't forget. Tell your neighbor, don't forget. No, don't say it casual. This is a serious matter. It's life and death, though. Don't forget. You are not emotional. Let me feel your emotion. Don't forget. Don't forget. You are the salt of the earth. Don't forget. You are the light of the world. Don't forget. Don't get too occupied with yourself. No, don't get too occupied with yourself. It's a distraction. He's got my back. That's what I always say. He's got my back. As I pay attention to his duty, as I go about his duty, he's got my back. I will not fail my generation.
I will not fail my generation.
Write it big. Write it big in your diary. I will not fail my generation. I will not sit back for my world to go down. Hey! No, don't sit back for your world to go down. You have a mandate. You have a mandate to outshine God's light. You have a mandate. Say it. I have a mandate. Talk to yourself. I have a mandate. Don't just say it. Envision it. I have a mandate. Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, hey, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. I don't lose my flavor. He said, you are the salt of the earth. If you lose your flavor, you are thrown out. You are not useful again. You become dispensable. To be indispensable is to remain useful. It's to take advantage of God's grace to achieve something big for God. It's not even about past glory. It's not about how you used to win souls. It's not about how you used to pray. It's not about how you used to affect lives. It's what you are doing now. And what's more, it's not how much you increased the kingdom yesterday. It's how much more you are increasing the kingdom today and forever. Don't lose your flavor. Don't lose it. Don't lose your quality. Listen, when God calls you, you are exceptional. You can't be like others. Hey, I said you can't be like others. When situations come, you realize some will quickly run. Don't mind them. Let them run. They are not called as you've been called. Did you hear what I said? I said they are not called as you've been called. You don't join the crowd.
So you don't, that's why I don't compare my life with anybody. I don't compare. I don't allow anybody's life to intimidate me. You have PhD does not change who I am. I'm mandated. My eye is on the goal. I was sharing some of the brethren in when I was saying, I said, when my colleagues completed secondary school and they were going to university, now, I said, I'm not going to go to school that day. I stayed home. I had options. Now, the time I stayed, you know, that was what produced people like Pastor Mitchell. Because I was organizing ministry school with them almost every week. I was a teenager as well. Because I knew I was different. I was not doing what everybody was doing. I was doing what God has told me to do per time. As I always tell them, the theme of my life is in this song. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. As we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So we do what we do because we have confidence in God. For the world, they will always threaten you. Oh. And listen, if you are born again and nobody is threatening you, nobody is shaking you, nobody is attacking you, nobody. you are not doing anything, no. I said, you are not doing anything. When you begin to go the exceptional, when you begin to do the extraordinary, that place where there is no traffic jam, you know, on the extra mile, you know, when you're traveling on a long journey, maybe you're going to Kumasi or you're going to a long journey, after you move out of town, you enter the extra mile. There is no, you will never see a traffic jam unless there is an accident. On the extra mile, no traffic, because people don't go the extra mile. Very few people go there. And when you dare to be extraordinary, when you dare to go the extra mile, when you dare to do, because they've measured how a Christian should live. It has been measured. It has been determined. It has been infused even into homes. So in homes, you find someone who is born again. A mother, a father, they are born again, Holy Ghost filled. They are spiritual. Some believe in God and all that. But the moment you begin to go the extra mile, they say, Mr. Maya born again now. How long have you been born again? Huh? I gave birth to you when I was 50. When I was 50, I gave birth to you. Now I'm 60, I'm 70. I became born again when I was 50 years. Where were you? I did not give your grandfather that problem you are giving to me today. Because you did not do what I'm doing now. You did not pray as I prayed. As I'm praying now. You couldn't go out there to reach out to souls as I'm doing now. And the most confused group of people are those that will come to you and say, do you know how we used to pray? Do you know how we used to win souls? Do you know how? People like that run from. Don't just carry your legs and vanish. They are used to people. I used to pray. I was a soul winner. I was in charge of the youth army in my church. I was. What more have you done? God does not listen to I was. Oh. Hello? I was does not move God. Did you hear what Apostle Paul said? He said, I am. I am. So it's not what you did last year. It's not what you did last week. Like some people, you do so winning as investment. Apostle, I was able to do evangelism. I reached out to 45 people. I've done well. You don't even know what I went through. You don't know what I went through. What you went through. Do you know what others are going through? I'm on break. No. Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And he said, I have labored more. Parataka baha. Hey! More. And you see, it's a present reality. He said, I am. I mean, in my present reality, I am what I am by this grace. You don't take advantage of grace for, no, you take advantage of grace for the now. To produce results for the now. I said, when you get to heaven, that day when we appear before the judgment seat of Christ, you are, it's not like before you get there, before you are going to count what you've done. No, you are appearing with your trophies. You come with your accomplishments in the faith. It's not how many, it's not how you've traveled. I said that day, God will never ask you which school you attended. You realize it doesn't matter. The books of God is not there. What is there is what you did in that school. Because God gravitates to where people are. Wherever there is people, God will send someone there. So in your school, those are in school. In your school, are you on admission or you're on mission? That's the question you ask yourself. I've come with grace. I don't lose my flavor. See verse 14. He said, you are the light of the world. See, that's what I am. Oh, I'm not feeling you. That's what I am. He says, you are the light of the world. Can you mention your world? I'm the light in Ghana. Hey! I'm the light in Africa. I'm the light of this world. I'm the light in Volta Region. I'm the light in Kumasi. Palada Gaba. Are you living in La Paz? You are the light in La Paz. Are you University of Ghana? You are the light in University of Ghana. Thank you, Jesus. You are the light of the world. A city. Listen, don't think Jesus is talking to someone. He's talking to you now. He says, you are the light of the world. A city. Set on a hill. Cannot be hidden. That's what I am. Look at it. He said, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Verse 15. He said, nor they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lamp, on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Oh. See verse 16. He said, let your light, listen, your light will not shine for you. You have to let it shine. He said, let your light so shine. He didn't say let your light shine. He said, let your light so shine. Let it so shine. Let your light so shine before men. Are you seeing it? Hello. Hello. Do you hear? He said, let your light so shine before men. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light so shine before men. They must see. When the men, they must see. They call yourself, so what? So now you're packing your Bible and you're putting in the newspaper. That's what you are. It says you're a chosen generation. Hello. Chosen generation. Royal priests. Chosen. Listen to the word. Chosen. You have been chosen. As all men are not the same. You are exceptional.
I'm exceptional.
Man of God, you are exceptional.
I'm exceptional.
You are not like your colleagues. No. You are exceptional. You don't think like your colleagues. You don't follow the crowd. You are different. I said you don't follow the crowd. This young Paul said, so we diffuse the fragrance of Christ everywhere we go. So we are the server of his knowledge. We are the server. You diffuse his fragrance. When you come, they smell God. Have you seen someone eating garlic before? This one of the brethren chewed garlic well. I entered, as I passed, I went. Then when I was coming again, I could feel the oozing, the gushing forth of the garlic. The garlic says, I'm here. I've taken charge. No spray can defeat me. See, when you pass, they must say, Soul winner is here. You see? As they say concerning people, those that turn the world upside down are here. Is that your story? I mean, I don't want trouble, then you're not born again. Hey! Me, I don't want trouble. No, we call it. We say, come. He said, the wicked runs when no one pursues. Pay attention. The wicked, they run when no one pursues. He said, but the righteous is as bold as a lion. So the wicked, nobody is pursuing him. Is he? There's cockroach. When you wave your hand, no one is pursuing. But lions, as bold, we confront our challenges. We don't run away. I have a responsibility. Say it, say it. I have a responsibility.